there are, what was speculated, forgive me for putting it this way, but they say there's, given that the court has ruled at least first part of the opinion in your favor, in other words, upholding the vetoes, that there's really no incentive for you to move very far in Republicans' directions in these upcoming mediation sessions, that ultimately you can hold out and is that...
I've heard the same case made for their side. I don't want to speculate on motives. I can say sincerely that my goal is to get this matter resolved through mediation and get it resolved as quickly as possible, and obviously both sides have to agree to that resolution. But I don't want to protract this any longer than absolutely necessary.
As a means of resolving that, are you willing? And I came in initially with the 5 points. Is that open to negotiation in this
meeting? Well, everything's up for negotiation as long as it's legal, and whatever those 5 things I propose would require a special session to approve. So whatever we should agree upon, legislature and their representatives and myself, is not, I mean, it still has to be approved by the full legislature and signed into law by me. So that's my starting point. It's in writing, but I'm, you know, I'm not prepared to say now where I see it going. I have no idea what the legislature intends to put on the table, so we'll start to find out next week.
Would you feel that those tax cuts in terms of endangering the state's fiscal stability, that that's still a big issue as far as you're concerned?
Absolutely. All 5 of the issues, but 3 of them are tax-related. They're all very important